Conservative Republicans in the Senate voted Tuesday to lift the 1977 ban on gay adoptions. In exchange, they got homeschooling for foster kids. It was a smart trade. The court struck down the gay adoption ban in 2010, but Senate President Andy Gardner of Orlando urged the chamber not to get sidetracked.
There'll be a lot of discussion about what was hijacked and what was discussed when.
The deal originated in the House when arch-conservatives like Representative Dennis Baxley of Ocala debated passionately for lifting the gay ban.
As an adoptive father of two of my five children, I can tell you right now, I believe in the urgency of giving a child permanency.
Baxley went along with the deal, but later changed his vote. House Speaker Steve Crisafulli acknowledged the vote was a deal for homeschooling. Gates says it's a good idea. The real victims of discrimination, he says, are foster parents who can't homeschool.
Because there was this sense that somehow homeschoolers were kind of Ruby Ridge people, they couldn't be trusted, and maybe they were beating their children at home.
Democrats warned it would invite more abuse and neglect. Gates asked the Department of Children and Families for evidence.
And the answer came back, no, we have no evidence. None at all. And so the department itself was ready to change that rule.
And the almost 900 kids waiting for a loving family got a bonus, too. The bill revives an old program that gives state workers $5,000 for adopting and $10,000 for adopting special needs children. At its peak, the program doled out $9 million in subsidies. Recessionary budget cuts whittled it into extinction. Gates did his homework on the finances, too.
Right now, it costs about $35,000 a year to keep a child in a group home. It costs over $6,000 a year to keep a child in foster care with a foster care family.
The bill doesn't include a hotly controversial measure the House is pushing. The Conscience Protection Bill would allow private agencies to discriminate against gays and lesbians. Barbara Devane, a veteran advocate for social causes, considers it an attempt to hold foster children hostage to a political statement.
Well, I think it's the most disgusting, hypocritical bill that I've seen in over 40 years that I've been up here doing this sort of thing.
Odds are most state workers who adopt will be getting the $10,000 bonus for special needs children. Gates says there are 852 foster children and 767 have special needs. Three-quarters of the foster children have been waiting more than a year to find permanent homes. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.